And welcome to What's Cooking in the 321 on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We've got, of course, got Jen with me here. Mm-hmm. And Jen, I got to tell you, we're also in the room with somebody, and we're going to talk about it in a little bit. He graduated from Georgia Tech. Don't hold it against him. Another Georgia.
You didn't tell me that earlier.
So this is a real important show for me today. Very important because I feel like my job might be on the firing line. So I've got one of my favorite people and one of the hardest working people truly in Brevard that I know. I've got Nikki Caldwell here from Parks and Rec. She's the director of Parks and Rec for the city of Melbourne. She's in the studio. Say hi, Nikki, because we're going to come right back to you.
Hi, Kim. Hi, everyone. Thank
Welcome
you.
Welcome to the show. And I've also got, this is maybe only the first time that I've had one of the council members from the city of Melbourne. I've got Marcus Smith, an elected official, sitting right next to me. I'm glad you're here and in the studio with us today. This isn't your first time in the studio, but
no.
All the same, welcome back.
No, thank you.
And then one of my favorite people in the whole world, Jen, who is it?
It's Michael.
It's Michael. Michael, welcome to the studio. I'm so glad you're here because if we lose our jobs, you and I got to be doing this every week now.
Absolutely. I'll have a lot of free time to have.
All right. Of course, we've got Danny. Danny, pull the mic up. Always chime in. You know I love you here with us and making sure we sound good and everything like that.
All right.
Nikki, let's start with you. Let's just start by why we're here, because I think this is a really, really, probably one of my most important shows that I'm having, because there's so much ready to change in Brevard, let me regroup here. Maybe we should start, Marcus, with you, since you're on the council.
Okay.
To tell us what's happening in Brevard. So what's cooking in the 321?
What's
cooking? I want to tell everybody 321-437-1567. I know people have already been texting us. We want them to be able to text in their questions. Sometimes we don't answer them on the air, mm-hmm. but we definitely get back to them afterwards and we talk about it next week and stuff. So 321-437-1567. If you are getting out of your car, you can go on your phone. Danny, tell them how to turn it on their phone. They go to Listen Live on Demand.
Go to WWBC, the app on your phone. Just download the app, and you can hit the Listen Live button on there and just...
You can take us right on into
yep,
the bathroom,
you can go anywhere
into
you want
the house, into the garage,
you
in your work, and you can listen to the rest of the show, and you can also pull it up for the next 3 years on that same app. So, Marcus, tell
yes.
us what's... cooking in the 321 with the city.
First off, thank you, Chef Kim. I'm excited to be here. My name is Mark Smith. Yes, Melbourne City Councilman, District 1. This is so awesome. I didn't know that you did this.
Where is District 1? District 1 is...
So Melbourne is separated into 6 districts. So District 1 actually goes from Pineda Causeway down to Lake Washington, a portion on Lake Washington Road. Then it goes on US 1 and then Wickham. So it's sort of a little parallelogram. That's District 1. So you have 6 districts in the city of Melbourne, and you always have one mayor, right? Which is a shout-out to Mayor Paul Affrey.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we love his wife.
She's wonderful.
She is.
I mean, he's fine, but she's wonderful.
Oh, they're not married? What did I know?
Good.
Hey,
hello, Radio
whoever
Land.
Whoever she is, I love her.
Yes,
she's
yes.
so kind.
Shout out to Adriana.
See,
yes,
what
she's
do
awesome.
I know?
Yes.
What do I know?
Wonderful.
So keep going. Tell
yeah,
us.
Yeah, So what's happening in the 321 right now? There's a lot of tense situation going on with this property tax bill that the state of Florida is trying to pass. We have some notes in here. I know we're going to get into that. And we're talking about job cuts. We're talking about the loss of revenue. We're talking about a lot of things. So people really need to be informed about what this property tax yes, it sounds good. They want to cut property
taxes.
Well,
and they're getting people's attention because they're saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's a $250,000 homestead tax credit. Is
mm-hmm.
that how they're saying it? That's getting everybody's... Because mm-hmm. just a little... here's an example. I had an employee come in this weekend and said, Kim, I know you want us to all vote no. Yes, I do. I want everybody in the world in Brevard to vote no. But she said, I got to vote yes because I'm going to save $500. I go, oh, no. Let's just break that down.
Break it down.
You ain't going to have no... people out there spraying for mosquitoes. You
That's
can be
right.
standing in the hills getting bit
right.
by mosquitoes because they're going to cut out
right.
everything else.
That breakdown
and I'm only
is absolutely
just getting
critical.
Started.
That's right. That's right. And I just came back from the Florida League of Cities fast flying up into Washington, D.C., and this topic was really the talk of a lot of our discussions. And you're right. The breakdown is absolutely critical because what looks good on the surface, but when you really break down and you think about the loss of revenue that will happen to the local municipalities, to the county, it really is going to put a really damper on the services that I provide. A lot of critical services, and then cities are going to be left caught trying to figure out how to fund these important services, how to fund the jobs. Because right now, the city of Melbourne leads the way. We really love our people, that our staff that is working with us. And so we don't really want to have to go through, I think, the exercise of the loss of revenue that we're looking at. I mean, and that probably is one of the major things that is happening right now that's going to impact, you know, what's cooking in the 3-2-1. There are other things, but
let's bring you in here. First of all, tell everybody who you are. I want all of our listeners to get to know all you guys at the same time here.
Yes.
Tell everybody who you are, what you do, and then let's talk about some of these losses that these people aren't aware of.
Mm. Sure. So I'm Nikki Caldwell, the Director of Parks, Recreation, and Golf in the City of Melbourne. So I oversee all of the operations of the community centers, the pools, park maintenance,
cemeteries.
And this property tax bill would be really detrimental for our industry statewide. The Florida Recreation and Park Association, we've really been talking about it a lot. There's a lot of employees of government agencies that will likely be out of work. Community centers will close. Parks won't have the required maintenance. We provide healthy and active lifestyles, and we're essential for community members to provide a safe place.
That includes like senior centers, youth centers, the auditorium where you can have events, right. Cemeteries,
summer,
where people...
So yeah, if we close...
Pools will go.
If we close any of our facilities, that includes summer camp, senior programs, special needs programs,
and when
open
they talk
gym,
about essential... funds will go to essential, functions. That does not include parks and recreation. That includes the fire department and police.
Correct.
So anything else is kind of just whatever happens to it, right?
And if this passes and the city is needing to cut the deficit, which will be about $9.9 million, that won't even be enough to cover fire and police.
So where do you think, and Marcus, maybe you know, where will that money come from? If all these things are cut from fire and police, first responders, because they're not going to give us money. We heard that also. So where's the money going to come from?
There is no special pot of
money.
There's
no special pot of money. And that lies the question, right? So at our last city council meeting, what Nick is representing, we really talked about that. And it was a really tough meeting to have to go through that exercise. And then I did bring up a point during a city council meeting for us to go out and look for other sources of revenue, right? And I'll talk with you all about, the auditoriums and things that we could do. But there's nothing that will make up that gap, especially not in the near term.
Right.
Because when
that's
you
a
do a
money.
Cut, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot
when
of
you
money.
Do a cut, you feel the pain immediately. But to build up your resources, to build up your revenue, that takes time, right? So
and let me say also, we're not the only ones in on this. I'm telling you, other cities that fall under DeSantis are having the same worries as we are.
Yes.
Over in St. Pete, they're sitting having the same meeting we are today saying, you know what? Everybody's going to get fired. We're going to lose our jobs. We're going to have to close our auditoriums. I'll hate to see the auditorium close, not just because I'm there every day and I get to feed Michael, and
I
enjoy
that.
All the gun shows,
guys,
the home shows.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be any in this area any longer if we close the auditorium.
And there's no
it's
other.
It's a quality of life here. It takes a
There's
take
no
a
other building like
hit.
That one either.
This up to where it sounds like, so much money is going to go to the police and fire. They're already shorthanded, so how are you going to pay the ones that you have, let alone try to recruit people that are now going to be in a society that has nothing to do?
And this is coming from a former cop.
We're looking at not only, getting rid of these things, but your crime is going to increase because your police department is going to decrease. Your fire departments are going to have to go to volunteers.
Yeah.
This is not going to be a good thing.
If we close facilities, crime will go up.
Yes.
It's a proven fact.
It is a proven fact.
If the kids don't have anything to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, what happens with, over at Civic Center, the garage being built? These things are still in the works, or have they been put on capuche?
At the moment, it's still in the works.
It's still in the works. Everything's still in the works then.
So in the end, there could be a fire assessment fee or fire could be put over
see,
to the
county.
See,
and that's what I was just saying.
So the tax will just shift to a different tax.
The tax
and that's
plan.
The whole thing about this entire thing. If you look at it, it is not a property tax help or anything. It is a shift in funds is all it is. And it's taking away things that people desperately need in their community.
But again, even with that shift, it's going to take a while for that to build up. Right. Mm-hmm. But so again, at the meeting that we just had in Washington, D.C., the state of Florida is really the only state that is proposing anything like this. Right. So that's one thing that came up. I wasn't aware of that, but that make you know, I heard that from, you know, some of the senior leaders' mouths that state of Florida is the only one. That's going through this.
Why is that, Marcus? Why are we the only ones?
I can't answer that.
Are we the chosen ones?
I can't answer that. You know, and I don't even want to get into speculation as to why, but we know that Governor DeSantis and those state leaders, this is the exercise that are taking us through. But I will tell you this without calling out names. A portion of this is to say that we need to make some changes with how the state of Florida does taxes. So this is sort of the first shot across the bow to say that we need to make some changes.
And nothing for nothing. I can stand on the other side for a half a second, and that's about all they're getting from me because I don't believe in any of
it. Right, there you go.
But
half a second.
There is a lot of money that is being spent in wrong places. I don't think it's us in Brevard so much as I look at the other cities, too, and go, oh, my God, that person should have been fired a long time ago. Mm-hmm, they just got a new boat, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I absolutely...
Yes, and it is some of that, right?
I see the part of the government that says, no, you're spending way too much money. You're doing crazy
things. Consolidation
of
power back into the state of Florida, so that way you know, you have to come and ask, or things have to come from one power.
Crazy Kim thinks this is just a diversion where that money's going. They're taking power over us, all right? I can get on my wine box.
Some of the really small communities, they're going to be completely bankrupt. They're not going to have law enforcement. They're not going to have anything. They're going to start relying on their sheriff's departments, and hopefully their sheriff's departments can make up the difference. You can't spread these departments super thin and go, oh, all this is for the best of the state. Well, this is not, there is no way.
There will be a reduction in the level of service that we're able to provide to our community.
Yes, in all departments.
Right. And morale, I mean, and just listen to us right now in the way that we're talking about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, morale is going to take a big hit. I mean, and you can't really put a price tag on how people are going to feel just to have to do the exercise of having a cut like that.
Do you have a breakdown of to tell people about, okay, if this is how much you think you're going to save, as opposed to, you know, new people coming in don't realize, I don't think they've realized they can't even get the price break or
I think it's for 5 years.
5 years.
And somebody who moves to the to Brevard,
so if you're you know, are you really saving money?
No,
I don't have anything specific, but the event that I just came from, the Florida League of Cities. If you go to the Florida League of Cities page, they have a nice little packet of information that they're actually giving to us and giving to citizens and residents in order for them to do the research and do the due diligence. So. Yeah. Oh, there it is.
I have
See?
It.
So,
and
she
that's,
has it.
That's the thing, too, because I think in Brevard,
Nikki
I think
has
of,
everything.
Of the cities that I've listened to their stuff, I don't think that we actually spend that much money, do we, Nikki? I think we do pretty good. Aren't we good at saving?
Our department is very mindful, and we take our fiduciary responsibility seriously. We do not waste money in our department. We try to keep equipment and vehicles extend their life by good maintenance. We keep playgrounds until they're no longer able to be replaced, for instance. We try to do everything we can to try not to waste taxpayers'
That's
dollars.
That's what I see,
just
too.
Just as an example, I know that Michael keeps the auditorium unbelievably great.
Yes, I appreciate that. Well, it's not just me. I don't want to take all the credit.
No,
I've got
you're
you're part of that. Yeah.
Your group is...
And we do our best to keep
the
auditorium going as best we can.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the city of Melbourne is the same way. And I could tell you, even though I've been on the council just a little bit over a year and a half, the first budget cycle that we went through, you know, our financial team, the city manager, Jenny Lamb, we take this, you know, this responsibility very serious. We want transparency, you know, even though with the increase of our millage rate, but we made sure that we were going to do it for the right reasons. We're not doing anything just because we want to increase reserves. Right. We're doing it because we wanted to, you know, improve the roads, put money into road improvement. We want to put money into equipment repairs, things that have been latent for years. It's like it's time that we have to do things so that our residents and citizens have the right kind of, you know, services that we should provide.
So by saving property taxes, every other tax is going to have to go up. Your are your school taxes going to have to go up? Are your
something
your
it's gonna have to
sales
go up.
Tax, your different things? You're not going to save money in the long run.
Or we're going to just have a huge deficit, and we will be closing
everything.
All of
I mean, there's no way
recreation facilities, for instance.
Yeah, there's no way.
There's
to,
no way
to, that, that gap can't be. I mean, that's a that's a huge amount of
also,
money.
Also, not to chime
filled.
In or interrupt, but also something we're not talking about is the fact that say if the auditorium closed, that's a lot of tourism coming into the city of Melbourne, restaurants.
True.
Hotels, they'll lose those customers.
And all
we
the
do a
vendors.
Pretty good job with a lot of vendors coming from out of state, people coming from around surrounding cities to come see different shows that we got going on, concerts.
We keep
vendors will lose their livelihood by not being
that,
able to sell their product
the
at
Melbourne.
Our shows.
I know the gun show people, they keep all them little garbage hotels on US 1 full,
right.
Full once mm-hmm. a month.
But this affects
we keep
business
them in
owners
business.
And small business owners in downtown Melbourne. They're going to lose customers from this.
Right.
Everybody. Trickle down.
It'll trickle.
Yes.
It sounds good.
It will trickle
and
down.
The big highlights and the big shiny lights. It all sounds great.
And
so
taxes won't become
it,
zero.
Tax, yeah.
They'll still have fire assessment fees, school fees.
Yep. Fees.
So
services,
I just
took
my property
usage.
Tax.
Water utility tax. Mm-hmm.
For the little house that I have in Palm Bay, we just took, Jen and I actually just looked at it, and we looked at what they said because the school tax is sort of exempt. Okay.
Right.
So you're still paying the school tax. That's the biggest part of the tax.
Right.
So you're still paying that. So yes. People who think that they can just come in and take off the $250,000 like we do now, it's 50. It used to be 25. It's 50,000 that we can homestead. You can homestead 250. It doesn't mean you're still not paying the school taxes and those other taxes.
Correct.
And mine, what did it change? Jen, it didn't even change $30.
It was
for that. And it's a very small house over by the college that I don't live in it, but it wouldn't even make a difference. The one I know that somebody else that you work with, we looked at hers the other day, it was like $200 or something. So you're going to give up all these things, and then it's a diversion of funds also. Mm. Sorry, Mr. DeSantis, if you're listening, I'm telling you, it's a diversion. You're just shifting those funds, and they're going to have to pay for other stuff that's going to be way more than that $200. So in the end, I think people are going to be putting more money out of their pockets if no happens
well,
on
of course
this.
You're going to, and you're still going to lose all the things with it. You're still going to lose the auditorium. You're still going to lose parks. You know, it's going to be shiny lights again. And don't look over here behind how bad it is behind it.
Listen, I just want to know that if everybody knows that at the auditorium, I need a new air conditioner. my AC went this weekend.
It's in the works.
On the busiest, let me just tell you. All right, let's get back to Kim. It's all about Kim. So this weekend was a great weekend. When people say people in Brevard do not have money, let me just tell you, the Pokemon show this weekend was packed.
Whoa.
Michael, how packed was it?
We had over 2,000 people just on a Saturday.
I didn't even know anything about it.
Full, huge, and it was 97 degrees in my kitchen. And I don't sweat. Let me tell you, I was perspiring just a little bit back there. Michael kept coming in with his rag, you know, wiping my brow. And he had fans. By the end of the day, I think we had 4 fans out blowing on my feet.
I had a wind tunnel going for you in there. I got every fan I could find in the building.
So,
but let me ask you a question. So I know I came the last time I was there, we had the National Anthem Singing Competition, right? And then the time before that, I was at the Tyrus event, which was great. You know, we need to find out about some of these activities.
And I just want to tell you, you're one of the few that does come in there. We always see our mayor in there. We love when people from the council do come in. And that way, when I'm sitting at the council meeting, like I know a couple council meetings ago, somebody was talking about me and called me a concessionaire. It broke my heart, Danny. I was like, I'm a concessionaire?
Chef.
I care about here. I love here. It's like, I take pride in this job.
Well, and you're also a certified
executive. They don't know you
quite
well.
Chef,
huh? They don't know you too well.
I know.
Well,
it's like, I make $2 an hour. I'm not here as a concessionaire, you know? And they were talking about something that totally was nothing like me or what I do or anything about me. And I'm like, so I love when you come in and you get to know us. You know what we do. You know who we are. And also, you know, I could text you and you answer. You know, we like to see that.
And I've also invited you because as a council, I mean, we don't know it all, right? And Nikki can vouch for that. I'm always inviting people to our meetings. So that way we get to know them. And they also get to see how the city works, right? Sort of building that relationship is very, very important. And when I ran my campaign, one of my 4 pillars of progress was just that very thing, civic engagement and empowerment. Because I think that that's how you really get to hear from the people and you really get to make better, more informed decisions, right?
I'll bet you're the only one other than our mayor that knows me and Michael. You know what I mean? Do we know any others? Do we, Michael?
I've seen Paul Alfrey a handful of times.
No, but I mean, we've seen the mayor, of course. But yeah. But anybody else? Mr. LaRusso is wonderful. Yeah. But the other ones that are new and whatever, I know Mimi Hanlon, you know, I've met her. But I love when they come in and see us and go, hey, how you doing?
Oh, I agree 100%. You know, hey, how you doing? I'd love to see anyone from the city come by and say hi, just check out what we're doing.
Yeah, shout out to my fellow council members. But yeah, that's just how, you know, how I am as a leader, retired military, you know, definitely want to be part of the team. But we could also, you know, do better. So yeah, we could take that up as
we could all do better.
Yeah. We can all do better.
We can all do
better. We can all do really good by voting no on this property tax thing.
There you go.
I'm going to take you up on that, though, because I'm going to come to the next meeting, and because they're under the impression that I hold everybody hostage to a budget. So I'm coming in with my little brochure so everybody knows my pricing, that there is something written down. I'm going to come in and I'm going to say, Mr. Smith invited me to this meeting to introduce myself to all of y'all, and here I am, and this is what I do.
I mean, and not only that, right, but we've talked about a phase two for the Melbourne Auditorium, looking out into the future of trying to do something for the area. I've talked with both of y'all about just that whole overall area, things that we could do to beautify that area with the Liberty Bell Museum being there, the Veterans Memorial Park. I'm really working on some things to try to say, what can we do to improve our city? So in the midst of all these tax cuts and the drudgery that's happening there, we still have to operate as a city. We still need to make sure that we're going to be pushing forward for the future so that hopefully this does not happen to us. But even if it does, we still have to be ready to respond and be ready to say we're still going to operate and be the best city that we can be.
Well, and Jennifer, tell them I could cook on a Coleman stove. Yeah. Now, give me a 10 over my head.
Now I want my MREs, you know, put water in the pot, in the packet, and it warmed up, right?
There you go.
Michael can tell you, I never complain about anything, do I? It's like, whatever.
Not
whatever
to me.
You guys do.
I always feel like I make you happy, so.
No, you do. Yeah. But I'm so easy, like, as far as it's like, whatever.
I love your personality.
The Front Street just called me because, you know, we're doing the Mel Boom, and we're going to be talking about Mel Boom here in a few minutes. But they just called me and said, Kim, would you like the table here? I say, wherever you like it. Just put it wherever you want because I'll work with it. And then Jen goes, and if she don't like it, she'll move it.
Exactly. Yeah. She'll move it. Nah. If she don't like it, she'll move it.
But I'll put it where what, though? It's efficient. Jennifer. Efficient.
Yeah. It has to flow for Kim. And if people would just listen, they don't realize that flow is like, you know.
Michael could tell you, even at 97 degrees this week, did I have a smile on my face all day?
Oh, yeah.
I would do.
You were
sweating bad,
but you were smiling.
That's right. And I did turn one fan on that blew all my coffee grounds all over my plates. It was a beautiful thing.
To be
fair,
that wasn't my fault.
That wasn't my fault. That was my fault. I looked at it and I went, let me just move this fan over here. And then I had all the coffee right there. Whoosh. Yeah, it was like a movie. If it wasn't, I could have YouTubed that little video right there. It would have gotten millions of clips. It was so funny. But anyways, I appreciate everything that, opportunity they give me over there and that. But I don't think we ask for much. And just like Nikki says, you know, I think we're really good about not spending money. And we'll Band-Aid, you know, and try to get through and make things look beautiful.
I feel we provide a really good service for the amount of money that we do use. And it's beneficial to the whole community. I encourage everyone to look at their tax bill, really look at it and see what they're actually going to save. All these other things might shift.
And I wish that was an easy fix. Like Jennifer was just saying, is there something where you could take your taxes and like we did, I said that I took our tax and I just went, we're still going to have this tax. We're still going to have this tax and we're still going to have this. Now, if they cut these, we're going to have to pay probably something here. We want first responders still. We definitely want, let's go through that list again because these are really important.
Yeah,
I want everybody out there.
You got
first
this
of all,
list here?
What's that?
Is that the list you're talking about?
Do you have another one of these? No? Okay. We'll share. We'll share right there. And actually, you guys can read it and I'll just sit over here. And because I want, first of all, I want to just say thank you to Urban Prime for coming on and taking care of all of us so we can sit here today. And I'm going to give you a couple of their specials before we get off the air.
Yeah.
And a shout out to Melbourne Seafood. But Nikki, I think it's really important that we just go one by one over that list again. And, you know, I'm going to go over the crazy ones. I'll be I would say these people do the smart things. I do the not so smart things. The not so smart things that people don't think about. Because I'm telling you, when I found out you take care of the cemeteries, Nikki, I've always people will say, Nikki, I'm like, she is the busiest person ever. You have no idea. Even I wouldn't want her job. And when I found out you had to take care of the cemeteries also, because I
three of them.
My mother was a mortician there for a bit of my life. I'm like, oh my God, and she takes care of the cemeteries. So just think if let's just look through Kim's eyes. They take away this money, you know, they everybody votes no, and all of a sudden, now what are we going to be doing? We're going to be burying Grandma in the yard. We're going to have to cremate her.
Fighting
mosquitoes.
Okay,
that would be a good idea.
You got to fight mosquitoes.
They're going to take off the mosquitoes, yeah. So now we're going to be standing in that cemetery. The grass is going to be a foot high, right?
Oh, my gosh.
And the mosquitoes carrying you away.
And what comes, what is it, malaria? What is it?
Malaria.
With malaria.
Mosquitoes. People really got to look at the big picture seriously.
Oh, man, let's not go that far,
though. Then you have to call an ambulance and hope that there's somebody there.
That's right.
And you know, you've got,
so let's go over this list just one time so all our listeners can hear. Danny,
I have a question. Maybe I'm wrong with this. I just want to know because I've seen it on the news, and you're talking about cutting taxes and stuff, okay? I heard Melbourne's going to try to build a soccer stadium.
Not the city.
In Melbourne?
Not the city.
Yeah, that's not the city.
It's not the city.
It might be in Melbourne, but it's not a city project.
Okay. But I was not wrong.
That won't be city
funds.
I
did see something about it.
Yeah, about a soccer team coming to close to the airport.
Okay.
But that's a developer. And, you know, and that's a great point. I was at a community meeting probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And a lot of times people get confused thinking that the city does not have any extra money to spend, right? We got to make that point, right? We provide services, you know, for the general population. But if you see a development or things like that, in most cases, I would say 95% plus that is a developer who has come through the city for approval for that project.
Okay.
So I was on the planning and zoning board. I ended up being the chair. I was on the planning and zoning board 3 years. And if you come to a P&Z meeting, you would start to see all the different things that come through the city and ask for approval based on our code and things like that. But that particular project is a great example. That is a developer. And I think they were out of the Orlando City related to the soccer team out of Orlando.
Okay.
And they want to put a team.
Yep.
A semi-pro team here in Melbourne.
So how about the garage, though? That's us, right, Nikki?
Partially us.
Partially
but,
us.
But mostly developer.
And certainly well needed.
Sure.
Yes.
O'Galley is pretty busy.
And what's going on with that? Let's bring our listeners up to date on what's happening. What's happening at the Civic Center? Tell us the new changes that you know are still happening, are still on the works.
That's still in the works. There's a few of the agreements out of the many agreements to get that project to completion. They are with the developer for review, and we'll come back to council again for review. That'll be a little bit of time still before anything is solidified.
Okay.
Right, and if I may, so that particular project is under the O'Galley CRA. I don't know, people may not have heard the term CRA, but CRA or special development. The City of Melbourne had three CRAs, and so that one was something that we work in conjunction with Brevard County. I was at those meetings where the county had to do some approvals so that we could finish the get approval for the garage project. But the building of that is a developer. But as you heard Nikki say, you know, the partial is the fact that they are going to have some space in there for the city as a part of it. But the hotel that's going to be built there.
So that's still on.
Yep. That's a
proposed date.
I don't know the dates. But we have to keep up with it. But that's supposed to be a Marriott boutique type hotel to replace what the Fusener on that site where the Fusener is, and a parking garage that the city would have some public spaces, very similar to what you see down at Hotel Melby, and that's a Hilton boutique brand type of thing. So.
So, Nikki, I think it's so important, though, because I know you guys can never say to all of our little Brevardians, just say no. Just say no. We need to get out all them old drug shirts that say, just say no. Don't put the 250
on there.
Let's
go back to the 80s.
You know, I graduated from a place called RU High. That's a true Redford Union High School. I graduated from RU High, and we always used to wear our just say no shirts.
Huh?
All right. I think it's really important because I know you guys can't say it, but I certainly can say, you guys, please vote no on this proposal. Is it what is it called? Amendment? A proposal? What is this thing? Called
the
250. What's
property tax bill?
But
yes,
what are they?
Bill.
It's the things on the bottom where you
the ballot.
On the ballot.
But what are they called? No,
November.
No. They're proposals. They're amendment. What are they?
Amendment
3. Because usually the one thing I can tell you is you got to
whatever it is, just vote no.
You got to be really smart. Yeah, just vote no. You got to be really smart about it because sometimes you got to say yes when you want no, and you got to say no when you want yes. You know, right. They're very worded by some attorney that's trying to trick the people who aren't that smart.
Oh, yeah, 100% read everything to the right. T before you say yes or no to something.
Well, kind of going back to what Danny said about the soccer thing, I was looking it up real quick, and the ownership group is Orlando City Soccer Club executives and coach Adrian Heath. That's great. Okay. It doesn't cost the city, you know, their city isn't paying for it. But if they need security or overtime police or anything like that, they're not going to be able to get it because that overtime, again, is going to go back to we don't have the money.
See, so everything really counts on this vote.
Everything counts on the city.
So this is important then. Nikki, anything we're going over this on. List. We're going to we're gonna let every single person, we're going to go slow and we're going to make every listener know what they're actually going to lose if they vote no. So let's go over it. Start with it.
So first I'd like to say if everyone wants to come to the City of Melbourne Council meeting on July 28th will be the first bit of information of what possibly could be eliminated with the property tax cuts.
Okay.
So if everyone's probably not aware where their property taxes go, that would be the first thing everyone should realize. They go to police, fire, the schools, everything that all the different departments in the city that support police and fire.
And Nikki, if I could stop you there, though, is any of that, like the schools, the way I understood it, they'll still, nothing's being touched with the schools. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Anything fact, else on that list not being touched?
If you're in the county, you already pay a fire assessment and sheriff's assessment.
Those will probably go up.
They could go up.
Those could go
correct.
Up.
So when
the
people
schools
think
could
it's...
also go up.
Oh,
if
sure
we
it
turn
will.
Over
and
our
it will.
Pools
I believe it will.
To the schools who use
right.
our pools for
okay.
all their swim teams.
That's yeah. important.
Then they will have to pay for the pool, which their assessment will go up.
Right. Okay. So go on.
Everything
let's go
has
on.
An effect.
Mm. Also, another point to that, too, if I can make it real quick, is if this does go into effect, our resource officers might be pulled out of these schools and the sheriff will have to take over.
Right.
I did hear that, too. Jennifer's been in law enforcement forever. Yeah. That's a big no.
We're actually talking about that.
We don't want that, right.
You don't.
Okay. So we're going to lose.
So in City Hall, where the tax, what the taxes cover are the IT department, which is in charge of the 911 call center, all the IT infrastructure throughout the whole city for internet, cybersecurity, utility billing, protecting everyone's private information.
Well, cybersecurity in itself, how many cities get held hostage for money?
Right.
You know,
oh, absolutely.
It's crazy.
Right. The facilities department, they maintain all the city facilities. The community development, they process all of the new development paperwork. There's the engineering department who approves new buildings, site plans, and sidewalk maintenance, right-of-way Ooh. Mowing, street signs, the road paving.
I hope everybody's
pothole
listening.
Pothole repairs.
Pothole repairs. There we go.
The
Another
fleet,
alignment.
The fleet department who maintains all the city vehicles, including police and fire.
I'll make sure that
all
there's
those,
a link as well. There's gonna
all
be a,
those are
link.
Taxpayer dollar funded.
Right.
There'll
okay.
be a link to how people can listen to this again on the website.
Yeah.
On what's going
to be
on Facebook.
And they can
back
the show.
You may want to have multiple shows on
And, of
too.
Course, parks and recreation.
Yeah.
We operate community centers that offer all different programs for
well,
tennis.
Well, even feeding the kids in the summer. There's
we
a
do.
Lot of that.
We also
oh,
have seniors
camps.
At lunch, which is all year.
Mm-hmm.
We have Bone Builders, which is a senior exercise program.
Pickleball. There goes their
pickleball.
Tennis. Yep.
We also have the MMB and the MCO concerts at the auditorium.
Right.
Yeah, that's a biggie. Band and I have to tell you, you know, to me, my favorite thing I do really at the auditorium is the orchestra. I say it all the
They're
time
fantastic.
Because we're getting to where we have 700 and 800 people show up for a free concert.
Oh, yeah. They provide an
right.
awesome
And
service
it's fun and it's quick and it's one of my favorite nights. You've been to the orchestra many times, Danny, and it's just a
well,
good night.
Well, even the band is building up now.
Yeah.
You know, they're building their attendance up.
The moment
you know, everything.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Everything is increasing at the auditorium.
It's going like to be a big impact on the quality of life. And,
right.
and that, and it's. that immediate hit would be crazy.
Also, so here's another property. One I want all the people to know. Dog parks.
Dog parks.
Dog parks will be the first to go with them pools, I'm telling you. And could, our people love our dog parks.
Yeah. So also, it's basically proven across the United States, if you have a good park and recreation system, it helps with property values.
Mm-hmm.
If we eliminate a lot of this, property values most likely will go down.
Right. Oh.
So you're still not saving any money.
Oh, then they will save money on their taxes because their houses won't be worth as much.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
But, you know.
They can save money, but when they go to sell it, there's a biggie.
I mean, there's a lot of unknowns.
Well, I mean,
that's
a
very big point.
A lot of unknowns.
You know. Also funded as libraries.
Yeah.
That's all tax money.
So that's what somebody did tell me because, you know, my daughter has her own library in my home. It's terrible, over 2,000 books. But I said, oh, your libraries are going to be the first to go. I think they will be. Because they're not, they obviously, Marcus, they probably don't make money, do they?
No.
Do libraries make money?
Very, none of our, very, no parks barely. And recreation or yeah. libraries or pools, none of yeah. that makes enough to sustain itself. We're here for a service to the community using the taxpayers' dollars. If that goes away,
we
wouldn't be able to
things.
Do a cost recovery mm-hmm. program. We would have to charge too much and it wouldn't work.
You know,
the bottom line is that property taxes are one of the city's largest and most stable revenue sources.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we could try to project the impact, but there's going to be a lot of unknowns that we can't even predict at this present moment. So why
Either
even
possible?
Right.
Well, mm-hmm. And let me just tell you, I grew up in a house where my parents were very involved in the city and the school board and all of that. And my father always had a philosophy. If your kids have a place to go and sports, they'll mm-hmm. stay off drugs. When you take away all these things, this is something people probably aren't thinking about either. Take away their parks, take away their libraries. Where are they going to hang out at?
Right.
Where are they going to be? Mm. In front of our beach, on my beach. I love when I say my beach on the radio. I always get like 20 people that go,
well,
you're such a not narcissist.
How much of that beach is going to be taken care of?
Yeah. Right.
You know.
Right? It's not just
yeah.
us.
Yeah, but
right.
one thing I will say is this now. If they really want cities to tighten up and be more fiscally better, right, and there are a couple of things that are passing on being more transparent about how cities across the board are spending money. I'm not a big government guy, and I'll point that out there. I'll tell you that. I'm definitely not. But and I can understand wanting us to be more ethical about how we're spending. Then do that. But this, I don't think that this is the right way.
No.
You don't come out
this
the back and say
hand.
We're gonna right. This is strong hand. We don't
it's
come and say
extreme.
I'm gonna take all your money, and then now you're gonna have to figure out how to survive.
Right.
You know,
most cities and counties won't survive.
Yeah.
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 The smaller they
too.
Are, the worse it's
I mean, we
be.
Can have the conversation about maybe, you know, few cuts here, spend better here, more right. transparency here and all right. of that. That's fine, but this is just not the, I don't feel like this is the right way to go about.
Marcus, I think it's like a home. At home, when things get tight, you got to sit down, look at your budget, and you got to be frugal a little right. bit. I think every department could probably do that without being strong-armed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hey, everybody, you know, stop spending money. Don't buy anything frivolously. Don't do this. Don't, you know, I think that's a lot easier way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a hidden agenda here.
I want to point out also the reason why taxes mm-hmm. have gone up over the years is costs of everything that we buy mm-hmm. to operate the city have gone up over the years.
Correct.
Which exactly. is why the taxes have gone up. It's not so we can waste or spend frivolously. It's because the things we need to buy to operate are more expensive.
Well,
everyone sees that.
What's driving, I know in the food and beverage industry, wages for our labor, you know, our
and
labor
wages
is killing. I've seen my friends that have been in business 30 years going out of business because they can't pay their people. Right. Us restaurant owners in the day, we used to think we were all that. We were driving around in our little Porsches and we thought we were all that. Well, now we all got dirty shoes and a shirt that says go cry in the walk-in. Because we have to work all the hours ourselves.
Right.
We can't even afford to have employees anymore.
Mm.
And so everything, it's hitting everywhere. I get
our,
it.
Our lowest paid maintenance workers are already paid less than $18 an hour to be mowing grass and maintaining parks in the summer heat. That's all they get paid.
Nikki, I made $2 an hour with no air in my kitchen this weekend.
Oh, wow.
You know, I've never been
fixed.
I appreciate
our staff and the hard work that all of our staff
right.
does for the city of Melbourne, you know, mm-hmm. because the city could not be around. You know, yes, I'm an elected official, you know, and I'm very grateful for the folks that voted for me, but we cannot do the job if the city and the staff was not doing, you know, their part.
You know, and that's why I'm so glad you did meet Michael, because I'm telling you, that place always is clean.
It is.
Girls, we walk through the bathrooms because the guys, when, like this weekend, for example, we had, how many did you say we had in there, 2,000 or whatever?
The whole weekend we probably had close to 4,000 people, but I know on Saturday alone we had over 2,000.
So we've got three big girls' bathrooms. They're full. These guys can't go in the bathroom, so we go and we do a little walk around for them, you know, and we just all work as a team and everything. That's why when he says the concessionaire, I was like, he was hurt. He was breaking my heart, breaking my heart, because we're all in this together.
Right. But we're a great
but
team.
But you guys keep it so clean, and everybody does a good job. I haven't met anybody in the city, really. I think that they weed themselves out. I always say you don't have to fire anybody. They fire themselves because they can't keep up to what everybody else is doing.
Or to my standards.
To your standards. That's right. That's right, Nikki.
Another group that we haven't really talked about that could be affected by this is all of our youth sports leagues. Little League, football.
That's true.
Soccer.
Very true.
There's a lot of kids that play sports at our parks.
My granddaughter plays
soccer. At no cost.
Yeah. Yep. That's right. My kid's been a cheerleader. I still have a 12-year-old at home.
And cheer.
Mm-hmm. And cheer. There goes Bulldogs cheerleading.
Looking at this thing that Nikki gave me, it's called FloridaCities.com. It says Florida has one of the most efficient tax systems in the nation. You know, local property taxes deliver strong value, kind of your bang for the buck, funding essential, cost-effective services that communities rely on, your police, your fire, your infrastructure, and your parks. Eliminating property taxes won't eliminate taxes. It will likely just shift the burden elsewhere, probably onto other taxes and fees. And, you know, it goes
That's
on
what
to
everybody
say a,
needs
a
to
lot
know
of
right
different
there.
Things.
It's just a shiftment of money.
It is. In Florida, most tax dollars are raised and spent locally. These dollars fund reliable, cost-efficient services that support our quality of life.
Right.
That's what people are not seeing. Your quality of life is going to go from, let's go do this, to lock your doors.
Right. Is it safe?
Be afraid to go outside because crime rate's going to increase. Yeah, and
big
where are you going to go? Where
big
are you going to go? You know?
So where do we go next with this? Do we get my, you know, I got married, I had to stand on a wine box. Do I get my wine box out and stand on the corners like over there? I know on O'Galley and Riverside Drive, there's been somebody out there for, I don't know, 8 years now standing with a Trump box. Do I stand next to him on my wine box and put vote no? I mean, how do we get
three.
This word out?
Yeah. Vote no on
amendment. That's the word I was looking for. Amendment
is that,
3.
Is that the number it's going to be?
Okay.
Is it amendment 3?
So it's going to be, that's what I was looking for when
amendment.
You guys made me feel so dumb. Amendment 3. Mm. Vote no on amendment 3. I got to write that
and
here
even the
right
pros
on my hand.
And cons that somebody came up with had to be one of DeSantis's people. It was so leaning toward definitely vote yes. Their pros and cons. It made it. It was so one-sided.
So
you know,
people
you can't go by those things. Do that, your own homework. Do your
right.
own. You know,
educate
really
yourself.
Educate yourself. Exactly.
Come to
that's
our
why
council
this is
meeting.
So, yes, and
come
that's
to
why
our
this
council
is so,
meeting.
You know,
don't
this is
rely
why this
on
was
somebody
so important
tell
to me.
You that this is great. Find out why it's not great with everything you vote on.
You can also
that,
look
great
at
point.
The June 9th city council meeting for City of Melbourne. You can find it online. And you can see the PowerPoint presented by our finance director.
Yes.
And see some of the options of things that could possibly be cut if this passes.
That was the past June 9th that
yes.
you can just go to. And the way you go to that is you go to the City of Melbourne and you go to the agenda for the meetings and you can
yes.
actually put view because I do watch all the meetings I don't mm-hmm. get to. Now I might come with my wine box, Marcus, and put it on the chair and sit on it so I'm up higher.
Yep.
As I'm going through this thing,
thank you for doing that.
It's pretty interesting. It says, what happens if we eliminate property taxes? Eliminating local property taxes won't eliminate costs. It just shifts them. It means higher sales tax, new fees, or cuts to local services. And it reroutes decision-making from local communities to Tallahassee.
That part,
and
right.
That's
and
what
that's
they
what
that's
want.
That's
what
the
they
hidden
want.
Agenda,
that's
Marcus.
That's the hidden part right
there.
There.
Is,
yes.
That's the hidden.
That power shift.
I don't want Tallahassee to tell me what I
right.
can do. It's bad enough I already have, you know, my dog tells me what to
local
do.
Local voices,
so, you know.
Local choices, right?
Exactly.
That's something
exactly.
that the Florida League of City, you know, espouses all the time. Local voices, local
I'm
choices.
I'm feeling that quote. I love that quote.
Me
local
too.
Voices, local voices.
And we know what's best for us. We know
that
what.
Had to be your
right.
slogan.
So our police department, our fire department, and our parks and rec department are accredited We are nationwide accredited. That means we had to prove that we do things the best way for the best way to do it per industry standards. That doesn't happen by wasteful spending,
right,
or doing things that we shouldn't be doing. We are doing things the best way possible.
Transparency.
There's so are the police department. Right. They're state accredited.
Mm-hmm.
The fire department is ISO. That's the highest designation they can get.
Mm-hmm.
So
we are a pretty good like operation.
Yeah, your ISO rating changes a lot with the fire departments. I mean, it. You know, you can't get without accreditation. You can't get grants. You can't get funding. You can't get anything without these things.
And let me tell you, you can hear this show all over. So I'm just hoping. I know our little city runs right, but I hope all the other cities in Florida are going to get, just like we are, talk about all the changes and everything they'll lose so that they vote no.
Hey, this is what's cooking. They're 3-2-1. So 3-2-1.
That's right. That's right.
Well, keep in mind, I know I keep going back to law enforcement and fire departments. Those are things I kind of know a little bit about. You're going to have such a huge amount of people put in for retirement because they're going to say, yeah, you know, we're not going to do this. We're not going to walk into this. You know, we've been doing this for 30 years. Their retirement is going to, you know, be ridiculous. And so now you've already got departments that have 5 to 15, you know, people open, vacancies. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So let's revisit all this in a second, because, John, I want you to do what you do. I want you to tell everybody. I'm going to tell everybody that what's happening in Melbourne, in our 3-2-1, in our auditorium, Michael, this month.
Absolutely.
We've got, I'm going to skip right past Melboom here because I'm going to come back to that. But
okay,
on Saturday, July 11th, we've got the gun show coming back. They've been gone for a month. So they're going to come back. They're going to be there on July 11th. They're going to be there July 12th. We've got the Melbourne Municipal Band going to be there on Wednesday and Thursday, July 15th and 16th. The doors open at 6 o'clock. That's a free concert. It's about rhythm and wit. Too Cool to Be Serious. That's the name of their little thing this month. We've also got the Brevard Home and Garden Expo. That's going to be Saturday, July 18th and July 19th. And we've got on Saturday, July 25th and 26th, we've got the Mind, Body, and Spirit that's coming in and happening. Let's talk about Melboom. Melboom, we have been working with Gina. What is Gina's actual title?
Before, hold on just a second. Before we get into Melboom, because Melboom is incredible because it's us. So we have so many listeners. I'm going to throw out everybody else's real quick.
Can you just really quick also, Urban Prime is
Urban
Prime got us here. It's in the, if you can switch to the text there so that you can tell them what's happening at Urban Prime there today, in fact.
Oh,
it's you got it. Sorry about that. Urban Prime has been a real good sponsor for us, and
Let's see. Starting tonight, Urban Prime is giving Prime Giving Tuesday. Every Tuesday, 4 to 9, first responders, military, and police officers get 20% off of their meal, alcohol not included. Come in, show your ID, and enjoy your meal. And God bless the first responders. God bless America. And thank you, Urban Prime, for that.
Thank you, Urban Prime.
I have to go.
Thank you, Urban Prime. What else you got?
Great food.
Let's see. This is the 4th of July events going on. On the 3rd through the 5th, All-American Block Party at Kennedy Space Center in Merritt Island. July 3rd is Cocoa Beach Celebration, downtown Cocoa Beach, from 5 to 10. They're having a drone show at 9 o'clock.
Which actually, it was pretty cool.
Yes.
On the riverfront, they've got music happening from 5 o'clock on also in the riverfront in Cocoa.
Definitely. And then see, again on July 3rd, fireworks at Port Canaveral, 6 to 10. And July 4th is the Firecracker 5K race, the America's 250 Semi-Quincentennial Parade, the 4th of July Parade on Merritt Island, the 39th Annual Rockledge Independence Day Picnic, of course, Melboom.
I've got in Rockledge, that's at the McClarty Park, starts at 10 a.m. In Titusville, it's the Warbird.
The Warbird Museum is going to be doing theirs, and Titusville is also going to be doing their own thing at Sandpoint Park.
Correct.
So there's a couple of things going on always.
And then,
of
course, at Eastern Florida State College in Palm Bay, one of our places.
Yep. Thunder over the Indian River, Palm Bay's annual Independence Day at Eastern Florida.
There's a lot going on for 2 days.
Rip, Bite, and Boom at Sandpoint Park, Brevard Symphony Orchestra Under the Stars concert at Cocoa Riverfront, and Great American Celebration, Look to the Sky, east of the Space Coast Complex in Vieira.
And then just one more is at in Melbourne Beach. They've got at Rickman Park. They've got the food trucks out there for and that. And then they're all coming over to us.
That's to Melbourne.
Nikki, you want to chime in on Melbourne?
Who maintains this calendar? That's quite a list there. Who maintains that?
We do that.
We do a lot.
Most of
these
people pay us. They pay us to say their name. You know, we like that. We like that a lot.
Oh, wow.
So anything you want us to say, we'll take
this
that
list,
quarter.
Honestly, honestly, I got this list from Space Coast Living.
That's right.
On their
so
Facebook.
We work with everybody. That is our job here at What's Cooking in the 321 is to let everybody know what's happening this week.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, you know, we like our stuff the best. And we feel that we put out the, you know, our Melboom. I don't think there's bigger fireworks around. What do you think, Nikki?
Definitely
I mean,
not.
We do a good
show.
We're
the greatest.
I know people that come from Palm Bay to come watch our fireworks.
Well, right. And that's the thing. Everybody
will do.
Well, I got a few people from Orlando coming over.
And if you notice the list that she just gave you, almost all of them really are either the day after, the day before, or up before our event. So everybody is on both sides of the bridge watching our fireworks. I think that Gina probably started working on this a year ago.
When one thing to understand about this that, you know, Gina always reminds people is this is not tax funded at all. She has to go out and get supporters
sponsors
for this.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So there is no tax money in this. I don't know about the rest of the firework places that are doing everything. I don't know about them. I know that Gina is very specific about Melboom is not tax
funded. I mean, Nikki, pretty much all donations.
Just
event.
To be transparent, the city staff costs are paid by the city in part of our budgets for staffing. Everything else related to the fireworks event is all the money raised by the great sponsors that Gina finds. She reaches out in the community. She's been working on this for 9 months. She has raised over $58,000.
That's awesome.
Because it's America 250, we're doing it bigger and better.
And in 2 weeks, we'll be working on next year.
That's
Gina
right.
That's right. We do this together. Well, so I could tell you they've got food trucks. The food trucks, Jen, you've got my phone in there. It's first picture. It starts all day long. There's stuff happening. They've got the food trucks out there in the front street where the boat docks are.
The food trucks open at 3 p.m. The activities open at 5. The entertainment begins at 5:30. The band starts at 6:45.
And it's
which
Phoenix
is
this year.
Phoenix.
It's Ellen from Phoenix,
yes,
so we're glad
Phoenix.
She's going to be there.
Phoenix band.
Yes. Yep. Fireworks begin at 9. Everything's going to be at Front Street, which is at 2210 Front Street.
And let me tell you, I know last year I can speak for Nikki here. We love our tacos. We do.
We do.
We love our tacos.
Yes.
All right. So we verged off a little bit. Last year we did some tacos, some, you know, burritos and all that. This year we're going back because it is the 250th year. We're back to hamburgers, hot dogs. We got a little potato salad, some baked beans.
Apple cookout.
Pie.
Some apple pie.
All
yeah.
Right.
I'll be there.
We're doing up this year, and of course, we're going to be pouring good drinks, and we're going to have a good time. Last year was great. I think this year's going to be even better.
Maybe next year we can actually have a bar outside.
Oh yeah,
hint.
And we have a great singer. We had a contest.
Yes.
We had auditions.
That's the first time.
Marcus,
that was
let's
awesome.
Talk about that. How did that feel for you?
Wow, that was great. So Gina and I last year we talked about this, right, Nikki? Last year to say, hey, let's do this thing, like a talent show, talent search, and let's see if we can get people to participate. And so out of that, we had this national anthem singing competition, and it was held at the Melbourne Auditorium.
You started out with, 25? And you got down to five.
Yeah, Gina had auditions.
There was the last five.
Okay. And they were all good.
Yeah, they were.
We could send them to The Voice.
Yeah.
So I can't wait, because especially the one that won is so energetic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be really good.
Nice, powerful voice.
Yes, the last two actually sung the national anthem for the crowd at the place. The rest of the competition, they sung a song of their choice, and they were judged. So it was pretty cool.
I felt like Simon Cowell, though. I was back in my little, in my box, and I wanted to say, that was a very bad song choice for you.
Right.
It's like
it
you sing great,
bad.
But let me give you
a different song. Can you do not song number two?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be like Simon going, do you have another song you can sing? You know, and then they get all embarrassed. And
I wanted to say, I knew as soon as you walked on the stage, you were going to.
But those are the kind of things that as a city we could continue to build into those things. I think
that
it
could
was great.
Be great though.
It could be great
because we could have truly. I know they did this in Pensacola, not Pensacola, St. Pete. They actually had somebody from American Idol. That what they did was they bypassed three auditions, and if you won there, you were already like to the door of American Idol.
Okay.
So they had people wrapped around their building who all paid $25 a piece to come in and sing.
Okay.
And that's what they really wanted. They didn't really want to sing the national anthem, but they wanted that audition, you know, and it was the best of over
so next
there.
Year
so
we're
we
doing a
do
singing
that.
Competition, right?
Yes.
We're going to do it again.
Yeah.
And end up with the national anthem singer
that's
again.
That's right. Listen, Danny here is giving me the peace sign. It's because I don't know if he's a hippie or he just likes doing the rabbits over my ears. Michael, you got anything you want to add here before we, because we're getting off the air here in 2 minutes. Anything you want to add there about the auditorium and your job or say hi to Kevin?
I could say hi to everyone that comes to the auditorium and give a shout out to Kevin and John and all the crew out
that's
there.
That's right, Jalen, our new Jalen.
We work hard. We love to see everybody come out.
Patty, everybody else.
And yep. Jalen's there right
Jalen,
now.
Jalen
on the street decorating
right.
for the fourth.
Out there.
That's
we,
right.
Like I said, we have an amazing crew there.
We do.
A great job. Everyone's
I love
great
my
together.
Job. I do.
And we hold the auditorium together.
We do.
We do. And we love our shows. Nikki, any closing words here? Because you know that my closing word is going to be just say no. What's yours, though?
I just want everyone to be educated and make an educated, informed decision and really put some thought into it before the election in November.
And know that there's a possibility of a huge diversion here on this,
or
on where that money's going and coming from.
A huge loss of
absolutely. Marcus,
services.
I appreciate you taking your time and coming into the show. Jennifer,
thank you.
Do we have anything we need to add here before we get off the air here?
No, just give me a little time afterwards, and I'll make sure there are several links.
Okay.
Nikki has so much information that is amazing. I can't even read it all in this amount of time.
I've been researching since December.
She really has. This is great.
Marcus, party
yes.
word?
So, final word. So, this is June is Men's Health Awareness Month. I just had a men's health and fitness summit, first time ever doing that. So, just want to say to all the men out there to be healthy. And then, and finally, as we talked about what we talked about with the property tax cuts, I agree. Please be informed. And as a city, we are going to take a look at some things that we could do to increase revenue. I was challenged with that the last city council. So please come out to our city council meetings. We're about to start our budget cycle. Stay engaged, stay informed, and then that way you can make the wise decisions.
Thank you very much. You guys, thanks for being here. I hope
you
come
you.
Back.
Thank
we'll
you
revisit
us.
This
Thank
before you. November. Thanks for tuning in. Now, what's cooking in the 321?
Woo!